Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Because Amanda and Baron are having conversations.
Yes, we are. And in studio today is Nick from the Rose Festival. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Yes. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
So tell us a little bit about what you do and what you guys got going on.
Well, I'm Nick Brodnicki. I'm the Chief Operating Officer at the Portland Rose Festival.
Okay.
And boy, oh boy, do we have a really, really, really good celebration for the state of Oregon in store this year.
Yes.
Nice, nice. What's the date, Nick, for the festival?
Well, we kick off, as always, on Memorial Day weekend. It's a wonderful celebration of the cities of Portland, the state of Oregon, and the Pacific Northwest. So we really like to kick off that weekend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like what you said, that the cities of Portland. That's really a nice way to phrase that.
Well, the cities of all, you know, you got Salem, you have Portland, you have Gene, mm-hmm. you have Bend, you have cities on the coast.
Yeah.
It's really how we celebrate all the different areas of Oregon and the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
And I know years ago, I lived in Newport, and when my kids were in high school, the Newport Marching Band got to be part of the parade. So it's not just the Portland Rose Festival, it's the whole state.
It is the entire state, and when you think about some of our big parades where we have 80-plus entries, you're looking at 20-plus bands from high schools, from cities all around the state.
I think the bands are one of my favorite parts because they just get to go in with their rocking in their drums, and it just is a whole vibe.
It's
a whole vibe.
I got to follow the band that year with a wagon full of water.
Okay.
My job was to call
very important.
The water boy.
Yeah, I was the water. Thank you. I have a title, water boy.
Sorry.
I was a water boy.
So what are you guys kicking off with? What does the opening weekend look like?
Opening weekend always starts with fireworks. We want to make sure that we're kicking things off right.
With
Friday, the 24th, with a bang, with fireworks in downtown Portland. And then after that, it's really about all the celebrations that get started. It's the music. It's the celebration of Oregon Brewers Fest. And leading into the next 2 weekends of parades and gatherings.
So it's a whole two-week event, basically.
It is two full weeks that includes 3 weekends going through June 9th.
Okay.
Well, in a half an hour, let's get into some more of the things that are going to happen during that time period.
Yes, I'd like to get dates and titles. I'm excited. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
And we're in studio with Nick from the Rose Festival. You were talking about 2 weeks, 3 weekends of events, and one that caught my ear was Brew Fest.
Okay,
got it.
See, my ear heard Brew Fest. Tell me more about Brew Fest, Nick.
So we have a celebration of Oregon's Brewers Fest, and for this year, it's going to be all 3 weekends of the festival. Last year, we did this takeover where we really just wanted to see if it worked, and yes, it works.
Nice.
Folks like celebrating the brews of Oregon.
Yes.
Well, I don't know the exact statistic, but I think that we have more microbreweries in this state than most states.
I think that's right.
The most breweries. Mm-hmm. We definitely lead for microbrews in this state.
Yes.
Yeah. And we want to showcase them because that's what the Rose Festival likes to do, showcasing the things that we love about this region of the country. And it's going to be, I think there's about 33 local and regional brewers that we're going to highlight as a part of it.
Wow. That's
a lot.
Basically,
you take over the park and then put the brewers along the park. Is that what you guys do?
Yeah, we're going to bring everybody together in a really big section of the park so that everyone gets a chance to taste around, you know, give everything a shot within, you know, your limits that you can handle. what can you enjoy that day?
And Uber phone numbers on speed dial.
Exactly. Safety first in that regard.
Yes. Okay, then what do you guys have after the Brewfest?
So the Brewfest is going to happen all 3 weekends. That's really exciting because it leads everybody over to the rides. Mm-hmm. It leads everybody into the parades of the second 2 weekends. And the thing that I'm probably most excited about is Fleet Week, which starts the third week. Well, I guess it's the second week. It's June 5th through the 9th. And that's when the really big Navy and Coast Guard and I believe Canadian ships come into the city.
Okay, Fleet Week.
Fleet Week. Are you not familiar with Fleet Week?
I think I've heard of it a little bit, but I don't think I'm super familiar in what it all entails.
Yeah, I our family lived in Portland for a number of years back in the 90s, and it's very impressive to see these boats right along the river there in Portland.
Never will you be able to tour a giant ship like you can during Fleet Week.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Is it free? What does it cost?
Absolutely free.
Free to tour the ships?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, something that's
ladies,
fun.
Ladies, you better get out there.
Right. And all, yeah, because all the Navy guys are coming out with their full gear on. My other job, Nick, is I work at the Mavericks Baseball League, and we have a game planned at that same time period because June the 6th is the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
Really?
Oh, that's right.
So it's kind of cool that you have this fleet coming in, and they will be there during the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
That's incredible.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We have to bring that in. Well, we're 117 years old this year, and for 117 years, we've brought the Navy to the state of Oregon and the city of Portland as a part of Fleet Week.
I love
well,
that.
We come back in a half an hour. Let's talk about this heritage, this 117-year heritage you guys have.
Oh, yes. I didn't even realize you guys were that old. You age very well,
he holds it
Nick.
Well.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back, guys. Back to Dan Bronchino. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, and joining us in studio is Nick from the Rose Festival. And on our last segment, you said something about how you guys were 117 years old. Can you tell us a little bit about that history?
117 years old.
Wow. You
know, we were started way back in the day, a couple of years before I was born, to put Portland, put Oregon, and put the Pacific Northwest on the map.
Yes.
And we've been trying to do so for the entire time. And I think some of the coolest highlights are really the way we've been able to showcase the cities, the people, mm-hmm. the organizations around the state over the years. Because you're talking about, you know, everybody from elected office to community organizations to your Little League baseball team to your middle school concert or marching band who gets to come out with us over the years.
Yeah. It's everybody. It involves everybody, and that's what's really cool about it, I think.
Oh, absolutely. We know that there's only so many celebrations that everyone gets to come to and that you can be a part of. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that you might see other parades, you might see other festivals around the country or the world, and they might feel like, well, I mean, that's really exciting, but I don't know. I don't know anybody who's been in that parade
right.
or hung out at that carnival, and you can do that. We make sure you can do that.
That's
well, I know
awesome.
Our family moved to Portland in 94, and through all of the 90s, we took our kids when they were little to the Rose Festival, and it was just so much fun. So many good memories we made with our kids at the Rose Festival.
That's my favorite thing, is all of the memories you hear from everyone. Mm-hmm. You think about the generations where you get to be involved and show up. It's almost like the family picnic or the bringing everyone together across the years to celebrate, because mm-hmm. everybody can talk about some school that marched or the time that they got to go out with that sailor during Fleet Week.
We need a half an hour show for those stories.
Yes.
Well, and the other thing I think is cool, Nick, is that you've got really kind of all the generations, because you've got these rides mm-hmm. for the little kids, which is what my family did, but then you have the Brew Fest, which my kids would not have gone to, but you have a whole nother group, so you're appealing to all the generations.
Yes, we are. Oh, you could think about last year, where we put a huge emphasis on the Rosies, actual Rosie the Riveters from the Kaiser Shipyards.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Awesome.
We'll come back in a half an hour. Let's talk about some of the weather challenges.
Yes. Oh, that'll be interesting. All right, we'll be right back, you guys. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
We know when we left off a half hour ago, Nick, we were talking about the challenges, well, the history, the legacy of what the Rose Festival is and the cool things that you guys have created over the last 117 years. But it's got to be a challenge to plan for the weather.
Are you saying that it rains in the state of Oregon?
Well, what I do know
take
is
it back.
That we have several days where it's really beautiful, mm-hmm. and then it'll change in a heartbeat.
Yes, it
and
does.
And it's got to be difficult to plan for any event. Shamrock Run this year was beautiful, but it's been bad in years past. So mm-hmm. how do you plan for that? Because it does rain here in Oregon.
We do a lot of knocking on wood, and we do... Yes. Well, you always need a little bit of luck to go along with everybody's goodwill in the planning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We work with everybody around the state and the region because there's so many other really exciting events. And we look at how everybody else is trying to think about, you know, how do we be hardy in these
right.
conditions?
Right.
And we certainly, you know, we'll create the infrastructure. You know, the tents definitely go up.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of rain ponchos.
Yep.
A lot of rain ponchos.
Well, and you want sturdy tents because the wind might kick up too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, we've had enough years of doing this at 117 now where we don't have anyone who ends up in the river or anything blowing away or flying away. And I will tell you that these floats for like the Grand Floral Parade, for example, they're covered with 100% organic material.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
All the flowers on there, all the seeds, everything like that. And there's, I think we keep a bunch of glue businesses going to make sure that those make it through the weather.
Absolutely. So before we close, I have to ask, what's your favorite part of what you do in the Rose Festival?
My favorite part of what I do is bringing families together to see all of the generations celebrating something that they just thoroughly enjoy, whether it's being able to tour a ship together, watch a parade together, or, you know, get that cotton candy and that corn dog before someone pukes it out on arrival.
That's
not
awesome.
That ever happens either.
Yeah.
And then just for clarification, Nick, you are the chief operating officer.
Yes, I am.
For a foundation that literally plans this entire event.
Yes. We have 8 full-time year-round employees, wow. And then we just bring in hundreds and then, frankly, thousands of volunteers who just love to be a part of what we do. And it's my privilege and it's my pleasure to help lead a portion of those folks.
Yeah.
Would it be safe to say that you're an organized person?
It would be very safe to say.
There's a lot of moving parts to your job, I can tell that.
Well, in our last 45 seconds, you mentioned the Grand Floral Parade.
Yes.
Do you want to touch on that, maybe a date for that?
Yes, the Grand Floral Parade is going to be Saturday, June 8th.
Okay.
It's the second last day of the festival, and that parade happens on the east side of the river in downtown Portland, and we bring about 80 floats together, including,
so
I think it was 20-something marching bands from around the state, tons of cultural institutions, cities all over the state representing themselves, and we just have a lot of fun showcasing what we love about the region.
What's a website where people can go to find out more information?
It'll be www.rosefestival.org.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in, Nick. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.